Welcome to Bar Top Bullshit,
the podcast where we talk about the same shit you and your friends talk about, but we do it better.
So we decided to record it for your listening pleasure.
Yeah. Welcome back, Bar Flies. We have another episode and your favorite bullshitters.
Perfect.
Or, that was 100% Morgan's fault.
Special episode this week because it's Halloween. Ooh. Your oohs are shit.
Terrible.
We have Dane Morgan and Mitch.
Hello, everyone.
And John,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking. So.
Yeah. I think they kind of
still
got to
introduce yourself, though.
I feel like they know who I am.
They know that velvety sound.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Morgan.
That was worse than his oohs.
How's everybody doing? Is everybody excited for Halloween?
Yeah. I can't be as excited.
Were you going to go dressed as Morgan?
Because it's not quite here.
Yeah. Undecided.
Undecided, Dane?
Maybe Young Gravy.
Undecided.
Mitch?
For what? I'm sorry?
When Halloween. You're dressing up for fucking Halloween.
I don't have a costume yet. I need to get one, but I don't
have
a costume.
I have a conundrum.
Do you have any ideas for me?
No. I have a conundrum, though.
Okay.
What's your conundrum?
Me and Charles are going dressed as Samuel Jackson and John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
That's pretty good.
Should I shave my beard?
If you're going to be Johnny T, you kind of got to.
Johnny T ain't got a beard.
He don't have a beard.
How long does it take you to grow back?
Not as fast as Grant and Morgan. Not super slow. Do you think Jaden will break up with me if I shave my beard?
No.
If she does, that's on her. Fuck her.
That's pretty shallow.
I tell her I'm going to shave it.
No,
absolutely
no,
not.
Just do it.
You just have to do it. Is it her beard?
It's my beard.
Exactly.
She already told me that if I lose my bet with Morgan, she's not going to hang out with me until my hair grows back. She doesn't want to.
So what's your bet with Morgan?
Over who does better this year in fantasy football, his beard versus my hair.
Oh, dude. Can you imagine if you have no beard, no hair?
Well, my hair's going to be grown back by fucking January.
Your beard.
You mean? Maybe.
Yeah, my beard will be grown back by fucking January. Or not January, December. Because we're only doing 16 weeks of fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah. So, I'm like, I was thinking about it all night at work. Like, man, John Travolta doesn't have a beard.
He doesn't.
You got to do it.
And it'll look so much better if I shave.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cold out. And my face hasn't felt the cold, brisk
just
winds
leave yourself
for 3
like
years now.
Just a little base layer.
No, if I'm going all out, I'm going all out. Just like when we did the 80s party, I wore fucking mascara and everything.
Yeah,
if I'm going out, I'll go out.
I kind of like dressing up. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's not fun shaving your beard,
I do it.
Though.
No. It's not fun when you have to do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Are you going to go as Gardner Minshew this year?
That's not a bad idea. I think you should go as Gardner Minshew. Shave that shit into the best handlebar mustache you can and go as Gardner Minshew.
I don't have the bars on the stash.
Actually,
I have the handles, but not the bars.
Have Casey paint it in. Just that little bit right there.
If you go as Gardner Minshew, I'll go as Fitzmagic.
You can't be Fitzmagic. You're not near sexy
enough. He could pull off Fitzmagic.
If you got to do Fitzmagic, you got to get that beard trimmed up a little bit.
Okay, deal.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start getting fucking dolphin shit.
Yeah, you better get some Lions gear. Or not
some
Lions gear.
Jaguars gear.
Jaguars.
You guys going to get full pads?
Fucking Blake Bortles, that's like the coolest name ever.
Full pads and everything.
No, I'm probably going to get like a jersey shirt.
How many people at the bar do you think are going to know who the fuck you are?
Decent well, when amount. It says number 15, like it's going to look like a jersey.
Hey, Casey.
And it says Minshew second on the back.
Do you think you could give Dane a handlebar mustache? Think you could paint that on?
Yeah, probably.
You could get it figured out? Yeah, you're Gardner Minshew and you're fucking Ryan Fitzpatrick.
We got it figured out, Mitch. Now we just
like
got to get you.
Mitch can be Johnny Manziel.
Why am I lost? Why do I know?
Johnny Manziel was a very good football player in college. But he just didn't kind of transfer over
he
the
partied
NFL,
too
his
much
play
in
style,
the NFL too.
And he made a little bit of money and spent a little bit of money and
on
had
drugs.
A lot
on
of fun.
Drugs. And partying.
And then he went to the Canadian Football League and I think he came back.
He tried getting back in the league like two
or maybe
two
he
ago.
Never made it back. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. He's, I mean, I kind of look like him, but I mean, I'm not. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but not much.
I haven't seen like an actual picture of him. Let me see a picture of him.
He has really short black hair.
Or do you think
though.
Deanne's going to have you do a couple thing with her? Is he got some, is he like Spanish or something?
No.
He looks like, tannish. Nah, he looks like a piece of shit now.
Just a computer angle.
He looks crazy.
Huh. Yeah,
that picture on the right, he looks like he has some problems.
Yeah. He's like the Shia LaBeouf.
There you go. You're welcome. I figured it out. I figured you guys out. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's start.
Hey, what would it take?
You know what? I think I'd do that for a beer and a blowjob.
What would it take to... I'm going to say you have to finish it out. Once you start, you have... There's no...
No. You just got to go and try.
No, because if you go and try, you'll be like, 5 minutes.
No one's ever done it.
If you don't complete it...
Let's tell the listeners what we're even fucking talking about.
We're going to stay a night at the McCamey Manor. It is the absolute most extreme haunted house in the world. It's an 8-hour haunted house, quote unquote, tour. There's freaking waterboarding.
It was a YouTube video.
Waterboarding, freaking breaking your bones. I've seen him. He punches you. He slaps you in the face, screams at you. Like, it's real. Like, it's not fun anymore.
I want to say this now.
It's a straight torture experience.
We have to show up with a bag of dog food.
You have to. That's how payment. You get in.
This isn't like a give in where
no money is handed to get this tour. It's like a year and a half waiting list, and you give the man a 50-pound bag of dog food.
You have to show up with dog food, and medical bills will be paid for afterwards.
I don't know how many people have tried, but every single person has failed. If you make the 8 hours, he gives you $20,000, and nobody has completed the 8 hours.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we need to make it so we do complete it if nobody's literally ever done it.
You don't get your reward if you don't.
He gives you a whole meeting. He tells you the entire time. He tells you like 20 times you don't want to do this. You're not going to like it. I've seen it as like extreme tourist destinations or whatever. And the dude did it. The host of the show lasted like 10 minutes. And the person he was going with, I think, made it like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I feel like I'll make it at least a couple hours.
This is what's crazy to me. So extreme that potential visitors must apply to enter, sign a 40-page waiver, create a safe word, do a Facebook screening, and furnish proof of a recent physical before going in. As of this article, 2015, there was a 27,000 people waiting list. And they may force feed you something besides fear. Vomit has been rumored. Confine you with spiders and cockroaches. And then on top of that, they will physically assault them, hit them, waterboard them, force them to eat and drink unknown substances, bound and gagged, engage in other forms of physical and psychological torture.
Yeah, I think he's had like Navy SEALs and shit try to do this, and they didn't even.
Yeah, he's a former Navy SEAL too.
Okay,
he calls every time he's about to do a tour. He calls the sheriff's department, the local police force, said, "Hey, nobody's getting murdered doing a freaking tour tonight." Like, it's a problem.
And it's an 8-hour thing. 8 hours.
So what would it take for you to do that?
I am going to start out.
Is anybody going to make the 8 hours?
Or I'm really, gonna definitely try.
Really, really try?
I'm gonna really try. I think I have at least 2 hours in me.
Who's making the least amount of time?
I think it's Morgan.
Morgan.
What? I think it's Morgan. You're just a little pussy.
It's not like it's all. It's, at
least. They probably have
and
scary shit.
You have
shit
no
in there
expert
too.
With you, so you're screwed.
I'm not good with like.
You mean torture experts.
I'm not good with like haunted houses, like for real, like ghosts and goblins, spirits kind of shit. But this stuff, I think I could make it quite a bit. Probably not the whole time.
It takes it to the point to where you don't. You're like.
It breaks
you're like,
you.
Yeah, like, this is like a thing. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to get hurt. But I'm pretty sure by the 4-hour mark, you're like, I don't know if this guy's actually not going to kill me or not.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. At that point, it's all mind over matter. And I think that's why it just, I don't know.
I think I could get 2 hours in me.
You think you can get 2 hours in?
My medical bill's paid for. And I think I'd just take the 20,000 if I won. I mean, I think that's like for me to be the only person to ever do it. Mm-hmm. And I'll just take the 20 grand and be like, yeah, bitches. But I don't think there's a chance on earth that I make it.
I have no desire to get the shit beat out of me and tortured for 8 hours. So I'm not just going to take the 20 grand. You're going to have to bump it up to like 50. Because, no, you're just signing up to just be tortured and have the fuck beat out of you for 8 hours.
Right.
That sounds terrible.
Well, you're not tortured the whole like.
Yeah.
You're physically psychologically tortured. Or physically tortured the entire time.
Right.
Yeah. It's torture.
beating the shit out of you for 8 hours. That's a completely different story.
I bet once you make it to about the 7 hour mark, I don't know what the further.
I don't think he's wanting
it.
To hand out that 20 grand.
Think he wants to give 20 grand out.
That's valid.
I think there might be a reason nobody's made it to 8 hours.
That's valid. That's valid. But I just think it. Like, I'm the only person. I'll take the 20 grand.
The only way you're making through this is not to have the mind over matter. I'm not going to get hurt. The only way you're making the 8 hours is fuck this fucking dude. I'm taking his money and the title.
Right.
It has to be it's a battle.
Like a complete vengeance thing.
Yeah, almost. It is a battle. You versus him. But I'm getting more than 20 grand to get my ass beat for 8 hours. I'm taking 50. I don't know if you're going to come out of that the same as you fucking entered it.
No, it probably fucks you up.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You are signing a 40-page waiver, so you know what you're getting into.
You know what you're getting into, but he says you don't think it should psychologically fuck you over. You
afterwards.
Don't think it's going to be as bad as it is, but he tells him you do not want to do this. You don't. You think that it's going to be fun. He's like, you don't want to do this.
I wouldn't walk into it thinking it's going to be fun, but I would walk into it exactly like you said, like a challenge.
Yeah, I'm not doing it as like I want to challenge myself. It's me, fuck you. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to win.
Also, safe word, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Hope you don't have a gag in your mouth when you want to say the safe word.
I think I could say that.
Try it right now.
Sheboygan. I wonder if you could sign it.
I don't know sign language.
What kind of word can you say when you're gagged? Nothing.
There you go. Morgan's safe word. What are you going to do, Morgan?
I think, one... I want to have a GoPro and like not live stream.
Oh, he videotapes it.
Oh, do you get the tapes at the end?
I don't know, but he videotapes it.
Yeah,
I'm sure he has little fucking videos.
He wears
a GoPro. He videotapes him fucking you up.
Okay, I want a GoPro and I want to be able to record and be able to do what like have the rights to the video at the end.
There's a big group of people that are against him because they think that he is just a sadistic motherfucker and does this just for his own enjoyment.
I think you'd have to be him, but. That's what I think I want to be able to record it and have the rights to the video. And then I want like.
So hot.
Yeah. I want like a guaranteed $5,000.
Whether you win or lose, you want $5,000.
Yeah. And then the 20 grand if I do win on top of the five, which probably won't.
I don't want anything if I lose. I want it to be a complete challenge of myself.
If he's going to fuck me up that bad, I want something out of it. Holy shit. No.
I want, if I'm hurt, I want my medical bills paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I want more than that.
You're greedy.
What about you, Mitch?
I don't know. I'd probably take the 20 grand. Because I don't think I'm going to make it all the way. I'm not going to lie.
If nobody has yet, I don't think we're the guys to crack it.
No.
I'm a pretty stubborn asshole.
Same, but, yeah, I really don't think.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm going to try my damnedest.
So how far do you think you'd make it?
I think
if you didn't make it all the way, how far do you think you'd make it?
I think I'd make it further. I would definitely make it further, like, if you all three went ahead of me and I knew the time amounts you guys made it, I'd make it further just so I'd
You're going
you
first,
guys.
Though.
If I'm going
we
first,
after
I'm,
you. How
I'm,
long do you think
I'm
you
make it? I'm
going
all fucking in. Can you look up, see what the furthest somebody's made it?
My goal would be, like, an hour and a half, hour 45.
Oh, I want
to. I'm aiming for at least 2 hours.
I at least want to try
three.
And make it to the halfway mark. I at least want to make it to
like
hour
to set
four.
Goals I can meet.
I can meet that.
Well, you think? I don't know. We'll see here.
Longest anybody was Sarah P., and she went 6 hours.
If you're at the 6 hour mark, you might as well go to the 8 hour mark.
Yeah, that's another 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's a long fucking time.
I'd like to think I'm at least making it 4 hours. I don't know if you guys have seen this fucking video. It's crazy.
No,
it's psycho. They can like. Force your head underwater, drown. Like, they can do some fucked up shit. Like, in the waiver, you have to sign for broken bones. And yeah.
I get that. But if he, like, actually gets you to the point where you're, like, suffocating or drowning, at least he's a Navy SEAL. He's
going
probably,
to
like,
kill
you.
Medically,
you can't
trained enough to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not
shit,
going.
Like,
you might have a heart attack, but he is not going to kill you.
Right.
That's why my goal is an hour and a half, because I don't know how long I can deal with that shit, but we'll see.
All that butter might be your fucking undoing here.
Now,
you might have that heart attack early.
I got to clean
Way to go, Sarah P.
I bet I could make it 4 hours at least.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to at least make it to the 4 hour mark.
I'm aiming for at least 2 or 3. I think I could pull that off at least.
I think I could
from pull there. It would just be icing on the cake, and maybe I get $20,000 out.
I think I'm a stubborn enough asshole.
You know what?
I think I'm mentally strong enough to know the whole time that I'm not going to die
unless you kill yourself.
But that's why like haunted houses do nothing for me. Jump scares do nothing for me.
Tonight, same. I'm not excited about anything but the beer tent.
Yeah, haunted houses do not scare me at all anymore. At least
I changed my mind. For me to do this, I'd want the GoPro thing, and then give me $1,000 an hour, and if I make it all the way through, I get the 20. That's what it'd take, $1,000 an hour.
That's actually not a bad concept. I'd take that.
It's not a terrible concept, but...
No. Morgan's still just looking for money out of it. He just wants to make it sound like he's not going to take $5,000. He's not even going to make a grand, though.
I don't think he will.
What's the least amount of time anybody's ever done it?
Well, the host from that show made it like five or ten minutes. The dude literally just started like dumping cold water on him, like slapping him in the face really hard and just screaming at him. He's like, no, I don't want any more of this. It was like five minutes.
If you show up with a bag of dog food for payment, you're not highly invested into something. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are gone within the first 15 minutes.
But I mean, there's a waiting list of like, what did you say?
27,000.
Yes. That was back in 2015. Yeah.
Just the waiting list alone makes you invested, in my opinion.
I bet 3/4 of the people don't make it to the hour mark.
I want to know how he gets, obviously nobody's made it, but like, is he just handing out $20,000 of his own money? I'm sure he has to have like donations or something.
He probably gets
some. Or he sells some of the rights to the videos for people to have them if they want them or something. He's got to make some money from it some way.
But just to do it, he's not going to make you pay to get the shit kicked
out. Right. That's awesome.
Nah, I can't find anything on the fastest.
He does have to be sadistic in some way.
You have to be a little fucked up.
You don't come up with this idea for no reason.
Yeah, you have to be just a little fucked up. I'm pretty sure he says he doesn't enjoy it.
And I mean, think about all the ways
you have to. I wouldn't either. I mean,
think of to be able to torture people, though. Like, he probably has thousands of ways to be able to torture people for 8 hours.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Once you get into that 7-hour mark, he's like, fuck that $20,000. I'd really like to keep hold on to that. I bet he really ramps it up at the end. That's where the broken bones come in. As long as it's not a major bone, I can handle broken bones. I've broke ribs.
I've never broken a bone.
As long as I don't break a rib, I'm good. That shit sucked ass.
Yeah.
So everybody's got their what would it take then? Mine's $1,000
an hour. I want $50,000 if I win, nothing if I lose.
Just taking the reward.
Yeah. I'm gonna do $1,000 an hour, the $20,000, and an extra 30.
Jesus, man.
You fucking greedy motherfucker.
You tilting.
Yep.
10-4.
Top three.
Shit,
neither did I.
Top three favorite Halloween candies. I specifically did trick-or-treating candies because you can buy any candy you want.
By the way, listeners, I don't know if we said this at the top. This is pretty much our Halloween episode.
I did say it was a special episode, but I don't. I did say it was a Halloween episode because you guys were all...
Okay, I couldn't remember if you did or not.
But top three trick-or-treating candies.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
My number three is Starburst.
Dumb.
That's a trash candy.
What?
It's a little two-pack Starburst.
It's a square of wax.
Isn't that five?
No, they come in a little two-pack.
They come in a little two-pack for Halloween.
No. And it's a square.
Yes, they do. You think they're giving out full king-size?
And they always have a yellow in them.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go to the good houses, the good houses give you like the little tube of them.
I don't care. You literally said my favorite thing to eat is flavored wax.
My number three favorite thing. I can't believe you don't like Starburst.
By the way, wax bottles are great, so stop it.
Yeah, Starbursts are great.
Well, Starbursts are dumb. Yeah. Give me some Skittles or I'll take Laffy Taffys over a fucking
Sour Patch Kids, like anything other than that.
Mitch, what's your three?
My number three, I don't know if I can count this, but I have gotten them from trick-or-treating, so caramel apples.
I would count that as a trick-or-treating candy.
Yeah, that's like an old lady thing or like a rich person thing.
I've had people just give me apples.
I've had a person give me
that sucks.
Yeah.
You go to the Meadows, you get bottles of soda.
Well, that was wicked.
Bottles of soda, king-size candy bars. Hell yeah. What's your number three, Dane?
My number three is a Mr. Good Bar.
With peanuts?
The yellow ones?
Up peanuts?
The yellow.
Nah, those are gross.
The yellow. Stop it.
No.
That's the best bar Hershey makes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Just a Hershey almond bar is the best bar.
Second best. Makes.
and just take a regular Hershey bar over a fucking Mr. Good bar.
Like every time we normally have. Well, yep, I have that as my
Crackle bar. Fuck you,
Crackle bar. No,
Crackle bars are bad.
That's a fucking crunch. Give me a crunch over a crackle.
Crackle's original. I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
My number three is Whoopers.
Ew. Good pick. Good pick.
Fucking a love lot of people malt.
Hate it.
Oh, hate I don't. Malt. I don't. I hate like them. They're good. They're good.
I love them. Malt's good.
So good, guys.
I make love to malt.
We actually have a little candy dish at work, and there's
in it.
Whoppers in it right now.
I was about to ask, is it Whoopers or Whoppers? I call it Whoopers.
It's Whoppers. No, it's Whoppers. W-H-O-P-P-E-R-S. It's a Whopper.
I don't care about your English language. I call them Whoopers.
They're Whoppers.
You also say Worsh in
Windex.
So I
had some yesterday anyway. They were great.
That's a thing people do. Dane, that's Morgan, a thing you do. Morgan, what's your number two?
You guys are going to hate it. My number two is boxes of dots.
I literally like dots. Want to throw your fucking notebook out of this house.
Really?
You Starburst like Whoopers, and dots,
but not dots.
You oh, dots are the gummy, the gum,
like
fucking
the gumdrop.
Oh
looking.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. What is wrong with
also, dots? Are delicious.
Dots are good.
Also covered like in
dots.
Wax.
Dots are gross.
I love
dots.
Getting
are
box
probably
of dots.
Like my least favorite thing to get.
Really,
honestly, that and like Nerds.
I don't want to take anybody
just
else's
biting through one.
Nerds are pretty good too.
Covers all of your teeth.
Yeah, dots are gross.
I don't want to take anybody else's pick, but at the end of this, I'll say what I was really struggling for my number two at the end. See if anybody else picks it.
Who went second? Did I go?
Mitch.
Second? Mitch went second. Dots are gross.
My second is Skittles.
Skittles is Skittles a good solid. Pick. That's a solid pick. That's a solid pick. It's a solid pick.
You looking at me?
I'm pretty sure you went next.
Yeah, I did. My number two, also in Mitch's category, I don't know if it's candy, but I've got them in Halloween. I consider them a Halloween treat. Popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls are the shit.
Yep. Popcorn I balls are the
I've
shit.
Never had I was, one.
There's one old lady in Wilton that hands out popcorn balls every year. Mm-hmm. And they are so fucking good.
They're okay. Mm-hmm. They're I don't love them, but they're good enough.
They're like fucking softball
they're,
size.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And they're fucking awesome. Oh.
And you said it's what? Just like caramel and popcorn?
I think not, it's just it's like syrup. A flavored syrup.
Okay.
So they come syrup. Red, blue, purple. There's.
I just like the plain ones.
Sometimes they're white ones.
I like, yeah, plain yeah. White ones. My number two is like Almond Joys. On
those. You got fucking some Almond Joys.
Almond Joys, I love that.
Mr. Good Bar and Almond Joys are like in the same category.
I
good.
Love coconut and I love almonds.
You can't talk about candy when you have dots in your list.
Yeah. Your first two choices are pretty trash.
They're
choices.
The best.
No.
I like dots. Almond Joys. I'll side with Morgan on that. I
coconut.
Like
I fucking love coconut.
I'll take
coconut.
Some saltwater taffy.
Oh, those are so good too.
I'll take saltwater taffy.
Over those, yes.
Like a root beer barrel.
But for Halloween candy, no thank you.
Yeah, out of every single candy ever you could have chosen for Halloween candy, literally the only thing worse would have been candy corn.
I don't hate candy corn.
I bet you don't. He likes black
I used to love
too.
It, but
I like candy corn. Such like it's polarizing, but I like candy
it's
corn.
Polarizing.
People what? Hate it or people love it.
He's trying to use big words.
People either love candy corn or they hate it. And I will. Yeah. I love it. It's good.
I can eat it, but I don't like it or not like it. It just tastes like a piece of shit wax.
I used you know, to love it. Gross. I used to eat the shit out of
I'll
it.
I'll eat it.
But mine's Almond but Joys. No. I fucking love Almond Joys.
You're gross.
I fucking love
That's
Almond
disgusting.
Joys. I like Mounds too. They're not as good though because they don't got the almonds in them. Morgan, what's your number one?
The best candy ever, Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's cups or Reese's pieces?
Cups. It's got to be the cups.
Big cups, little cups, medium-sized cups.
Normally for Halloween.
We're talking Halloween. They come in the individually one-cup wrap.
Or you get the little fucking foil ones.
And we don't want those.
Those are just as good.
I like I don't like full-size Reese's cups. They taste gross.
What?
Full size ones do.
What?
The Reese's, little mini foil ones, those ones are good.
They're the same. They're the same fucking thing.
Nope,
the
Thins. Nope. The
Have
full size
the
cups, I don't
yet.
Like them. No.
I'm not a fan of them.
That is the perfect ratio.
I think the little mini ones are. For some reason, no, it's not even that the ratio is off. It's literally like some kind of like extra preservative or whatever in the big ones that I don't like. There's some other flavor I don't like.
I think they're exactly the fucking same.
So
they're
call not. Me crazy, but I like the Christmas tree ones. Have you guys ever had
those?
Those
have more peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like the...
The shaped ones are always the best.
I think they just have more
the
peanut
white
butter.
The white chocolate ones?
Better.
Oh, I love the white chocolate ones.
I just like white chocolate.
Those are, I do too. What's your number
pumpkins,
one, Mitch?
Pumpkins, trees,
Reese's.
Yep. Reese cups,
yeah.
3 out of 4. Wow,
you got Reese cups too.
Yeah,
I knew it. I told you. I fucking told you. Reese's are the best.
Did you pick?
No. My number one is popcorn balls.
Nice. They're so good.
They are.
They're so good, and they don't come around.
Yeah,
enough.
I told Morgan we were talking about this yesterday. I'm like, you're not gonna like my number one. He's like, why? He's like, I really figured everybody had the same one. Where I'm like, what? And he's like, Reese cups. I'm like, no.
No fucking
it
way.
Was. It's the
and
best.
And then you
candy.
Brought up popcorn balls. I'm like, oh, I'm not near as special now, but it's my number one.
They're so
good.
I
fucking love them. They're good.
Can
they're
you imagine great. How rich Reese's is? Everybody just thinks Reese's is the best candy ever.
It is.
Well, it is.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They got the peanut butter on lockdown. No one, nobody else has peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't like fucking... Yeah, they do.
Snickers tried it. It doesn't really work.
M&M's does peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm copying Reese's Pieces.
You know what's so gross? Reese's Pieces.
No, they're not. They're pretty good.
Reese's Pieces are gross.
They're not bad. But
Reese's Pieces.
Not bad, but not my favorite. I'd still rather have a cup.
Lower on the totem pole of Reese's.
The one I was struggling for my number two.
I hate how you guys keep saying Reese's, by the way.
It's Reese's Pieces.
No, it's Reese's.
I do it.
It's
just,
the name Reese apostrophe S.
I will agree. It's actually Reese's, but I say Reese's.
Reese's Puff.
So I don't know. You guys said you hated my Dots picks. I love them, but I was really struggling between Dots and Twizzlers.
I would Twizzlers have completely accepted Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are not good.
Oh, have they're you ever better had the, than Dots.
Have you ever had the filled Twizzlers?
They're disgusting.
The Fuck only you. Those are amazing.
Good Twizzler that I will go out of my way to buy are the pull and peels.
The string ones.
They're the only those actual are licorice.
Yeah, and they're cherry.
No, well, they're
the other ones are
Twizzlers are
also.
Like plastic.
I love Twizzlers. I don't know why.
What happens if you set a Twizzler on fire? Does it catch on fire?
It probably just melts.
Like American cheese? It catches on fire.
No, it melts. Twizzlers would just straight up melt, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. But I really didn't think you guys would attack me so bad on almond joys.
They're not good.
I don't like almonds. I don't like nuts. So.
It's as bad of a pick as Dots to me.
I don't like coconut.
I don't like coconut.
I don't want nuts in my candy.
Chocolate almonds all day.
You don't eat any candy. You're eating Reese's cups that's literally 90% nuts.
No, that's peanut butter.
Which is made out of peanuts.
It's made out of, but it is not nuts.
It is literally the essence of nuts.
But I don't like having nuts in my candy.
Do I need to go get a jar of peanut butter to show you what the fuck peanut butter is made out of?
I know what peanut butter is fucking made out of. It's not the same.
I'll get you some almond butter, some cashew butter. We've got them all.
You're weird, then. I don't know why.
No, they're all made out of
Casey.
Nuts.
That's all Casey.
Why you got so much nut butter?
I just like nut butter.
That's so weird.
No. Casey makes random sandwiches. Popcorn she also eats apple butter, which...
Apple butter's good.
It's pretty much just cinnamon applesauce.
Pretty much, but it's good. It's fire.
It's not bad.
Far.
For a long time, I told her it was gross just because of how it looks. Never really tried it.
It's good.
I tried it. It's not bad.
It is good.
All right, all you listeners, why don't you comment and tell us what your favorite candies are.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I mean, we all know it's Reese's, so maybe you're number two.
I don't know what Reese's are.
Reese Pieces.
You even say pieces weird.
Reese Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Do you think I just don't know how to read? I'm doing it on purpose, stupid.
It's annoying.
I don't care what's fucking annoying. Morgan's face is annoying. I don't bitch at him.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes. Not that often.
He'll say, oh, that's dumb. Your face is dumb.
That's just my stupid fucking comeback, though. That's just what I do.
It's most of the time aimed at Morgan when you say the face.
I say your face shit. And I say your dick shit and like your mom shit and your shit like
that. Yeah, but it's always
they're
the
all
face
dumb.
To Morgan.
They're all dumb. I say those expecting them to be dumb. Good job.
At least Fine. You expect it.
I do expect it. Okay, let's fucking move on.
Wait, what would you do? What are you gonna do?
What would you do?
What would you do if on Halloween night, whatever day trick or treating is? Whatever, I don't know what day they're going to do it this year. Probably Saturday.
Probably on Saturday, yeah.
Or do you think they'll do it on Sunday night?
No, they'll do it on Saturday since Halloween's on Saturday.
On Halloween night, the night they trick-or-treat at fucking, I don't goddamn know, 8 o'clock, everybody wearing a Halloween costume turns into whatever they are, and they don't turn back until midnight.
There's going to be 100 little ninjas running around.
Well, right. And the other thing is, if somebody is dressed up as, if a little kid is dressed up as Thor, they don't turn into 6'5" Thor.
It's a little kid Thor.
They're 2'4" Thor.
They can throw that hammer still.
Right. I think it's going to be funny. Like, you're going to have a bunch of just pumpkins just sitting there in the road.
Well, that's what I was talking to Morgan about. The baby costumes is the issue because people like to make their babies pumpkins and bees and shit. So you're going to have like some big
giant
like,
bees,
2-foot bees flying around everywhere.
So your baby,
you're just going to be holding your baby. Miranda's going to be holding Wiley. Wiley's dressed up as a rooster. So they're going to have a freaking 3-foot rooster running around their house Halloween night.
He would be dressed up as a rooster.
My first
Miranda
instinct,
bought him a giant rooster costume, too. It's for like a 4-year-old or a fucking 5-year-old.
He fits in it. We tried it on. He's just a big kid.
He's
just a big kid.
Morgan wanted us a linebacker. He's going to get a sumo wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
My first instinct was like, you got to go out and start killing things. No. But since they're going to...
You're going to kill children?
No, that's the thing. Since they're going to turn back to normal, you'd probably get in some trouble for doing that.
When do they turn back to normal? Is this like
midnight? I said midnight.
They are their way for 4 or 5 hours. So you got, you got a bunch of zombies running around, a bunch of witches, a bunch of superheroes. Everything is running around for 5 hours in your
town. I'd probably have a gun to be able to defend myself if I needed to.
I don't want to kill a child, but if I got a zombie come for me, I'm going
to
kill that.
But if this little kid is Thor, he's going to be able to take a freaking bullet.
Yeah.
Probably.
Shit.
So, like, you're going to have to just barricade yourself in your house. I guess I'm going to plan ahead.
Dresses.
We're
who
fucked,
can I dress
like, what
there
are
you
gonna
go.
Do?
Countermeasures. Dress as something OP as fuck so you can fight him off.
See, I
but
thought
you don't
of
know
that.
What's going
to
happen.
You don't know what's going to happen, so you already had to be dressed up.
I'm going to be John Travolta. So I'm
that's awesome. Not a very good costume.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to be John Travolta for 5 hours. I'm going to get...
Yeah, but
what's he going to do?
He's going to get wrecked by 7 little ninjas.
I'm going to get so many women for that 5 hours.
Fine.
What are you talking about?
You have one, though.
Talking about... Yeah.
Well, not after you shave your beard, so you'll be good, yeah.
She's dressing up as the crackhead from Pulp Fiction.
Uma Thurman?
Yeah. That's who she's dressing up as.
So I feel like I just have to barricade my house and hope no one tries to come in.
Oh, hey, I'd go have a shit ton of fun.
Tell you what, you guys get to be Ryan Fitzpatrick and Gardner Minshew for 5 hours, so you guys will be pulling a lot of tail, too.
Try to go get an NFL contract before it ends.
Go get an NFL contract real quick.
I honestly don't know what the fuck I would do. I would just lock myself in my house and just be like, fuck.
I think that's all you can do. Because
nobody come here.
I feel
nobody
like
come
three
here.
Quarters of costumes are getting in your fucking house.
You can't. Well, hopefully they just don't try to target your house.
Another question. These little kids that are dressed up as ghosts with a sheet on them.
They're dead.
Well, they're real ghosts.
Do they start floating around the sheet? Or are they like invisible like a ghost?
I think they have the ability to become invisible.
I'm pretty sure they're just ghosts.
So they just get in my house.
Yeah, they don't turn into like Scooby-Doo ghosts for that 5 hours.
They could.
They just turn into a ghost.
But I'm worried about all the Harley Quinns.
The more we talk about this, the more funny and worried about it I am, because I think about like my ex costumes that I used to do as a little kid. Like I went as a serial killer 1 year for Halloween.
I went as a gladiator in full armor.
I wore sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and me and my mom glued a bunch of mini cereal boxes all over my body, and then we put plastic knives through them. I was a serial killer,
but
for 5 hours.
I went as a hobo once.
And then the next year, I went as a hunting accident, and I wore my hunting getup, and then we took a bunch of straw and put ketchup and shit in it, so, like, I'm dead, because my brains are out. So
1 year, I went as Freddy Krueger, and 1 year, I went as a demon.
So that's what I'm saying. That'd be terrifying for you to become real. And you can't just go fighting little kids all the time, so I don't know.
You can't if they're Thor.
If they fuck with you, you can fuck with them.
Last year, you and freaking... There'd have been so many Jokers and Harley Quinns running around last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The whole world would have exploded.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
like,
what would you do here, John? You haven't really said much about what you would actually do.
Well, fuck motherfuckers up. I ain't going to kill nobody, but I'm going to go fight some people.
I think I'm going to grab a baseball bat, at least. Like, that's the only weapon I can think of that's not going to completely kill this little kid.
Yeah, because you couldn't cave a child's head in with a baseball bat.
Hit him in the freaking
It really
ribs.
Depends on what they're dressed up as.
Hit him in the ribs. Hit him in their
Hit him in the leg.
Hit a little child ribs. Yeah, it depends on what they're dressed up as.
Because some kids aren't going to be a threat at all.
Imagine this little fucking Flash running around.
Right.
You know there's going to be a few of them.
Yeah.
Or Superman, Batman.
You're never going to fucking catch them. They're just going to fuck with you all night.
Yeah.
Little assholes.
I'm just going to stay in my house and hopefully no one comes in. And I like your baseball bat idea.
Stuck in your house.
He's going to be sitting in a corner just rocking back and forth.
God, just watching 4 foot Wiley, just watching them. Don't attack me. Roosters are assholes. So
yeah, I could take care of a rooster, though. I could just zip tie him up.
What's Miranda going dressed up as?
I don't know.
She has to dress him as something.
I don't know.
She can be the farmer running the rooster or what?
Sure.
There you go. You don't even know what you're dressed up as yet. Or what's Gardner Casey dressed up as?
Casey?
Something from Schitt's Creek?
No, she wanted to do that, but I can't pull David off.
Okay, so now she has no clue what she's dressed up as.
She said she was dressed up as something else with somebody else, so fuck her.
Just be a Gardner Minshew. She can just be a Gardner Minshew groupie. Minshew mania.
He's got lots of groupies, I'm sure.
Oh, he has so many groupies. I bet that handle
mustache.
Mitch, what's your plan of attack here?
I'm going to have a gun in case shit goes awry. And yeah. then I'm also going to go out and have a shit ton of fun because I don't even know what I'm going to be dressed up as. But whatever it is, it would be fun to just go out and even see, just to be able to see all the little Thors and Supermans and Batmans just flying around.
Yeah, I'm not hiding. I want to go see what kind of nonsense chaos is arising.
Now that we're talking about it, I guess like...
I kind of forgot of me being in a costume, but Gardner Minshew out in the streets of chaos doesn't sound the best.
But at the same time, we got to think mustache. How devious are these kids going to... Do you think they're going to try to go and kill people? Or you think they're like...
They turn into what they are. They don't have their mindset anymore.
Okay.
They but, I mean, are, right. it's Thor. There are many versions of Thor.
Yeah, but Thor's not going to try to attack you.
No, he's going to protect you.
But the other...
But you can't get stuck on Thor. There's a lot of Harley Quinns and Jokers and...
I know, I'm just thinking like...
Can you imagine what if, chaos?
What if a Thor runs into a Thanos?
There you go. What if somebody's dressed up as Thanos and they snap us away?
Well, we wouldn't go away. Only the people in the Marvel
Universe. We'd come back at midnight.
Yeah, John Travolta's not in the Marvel Universe, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, now that we're talking
about... That would take care of a lot of our issues.
I don't think I would necessarily...
10-4, I'm going to dress up as Thanos. I'm going to snap all these little kids away.
I don't think I'd bunker my house. I feel like a lot of the costumes aren't going to be that evil.
I feel like a lot of them.
I feel like you get. I do feel like you have a lot of zombies and vampires and shit, but...
That'd be kind of shitty. Yeah.
A lot of little kids' costumes aren't.
I'm not scared of a 2 foot tall fucking zombie though.
And hopefully they'll be fighting each other, and I can just walk around like normal and be studly.
Yeah. I could kick the shit out of a 2 foot zombie. Freaking get me a 50-yard field goal on that shit. Fuck a bunch of kids. Okay, so that was funny conversation.
What would you guys do, viewers?
Listeners.
Listeners,
yeah, it's not.
What would you do?
What would you do?
What are you gonna do?
What are you?
Who would win? And the winner is.
Woo!
For who would win this week? It's gonna be a little goofy, a little one-sided on some fights. I think most of them we lined weren't up able to even. Really
pick the fights. We just kind of had to.
We looked up even amount. The top costumes for this year. So we have the top eight. Costumes from whatever site we got it from. So if you don't think they're the top eight,
eight out of the top, like 20.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
We just picked eight characters out of those top 20, and those are the fights. We didn't think about it. We just tried to pick goodish ones.
Mm-hmm.
What did you end up with, Morgan?
So one of the top costumes was just dressing up as a TikTok girl. So I'm assuming just some slutty girl.
Yeah, just like a slutty 20-year-old.
Is she slutty or is she just a girl on social media?
No, I guess that's not really TikTok.
Why does she have to be slutty?
TikTok girls are more of like dancers, huh?
Yeah, but it's a lot of slutty dancing sometimes.
Okay, so TikTok girl was one of the top
ones. Well, one of the big trends was doing the WAP dance, so I'm going to call them sluts.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, so a slutty TikTok girl.
Casey's not a slutty TikTok girl.
She's done the dances.
She did the WAP dance?
No. I don't think she did that one.
Did she do the twerk one that's trending right now?
I don't know.
There's a twerk.
When I'm playing video games in here, she'll just be in the living room, and every now and again, she'll just do one of the dances.
No. TikTok women are not inherently slutty.
Okay. So it's...
A TikTok girl.
Yeah, it's just like...
A girl that does...
Teenager
I'm going to say like a 20-year-old.
20-year-old?
20-year-old girl on social media versus...
So TikTok girl versus... Taylor Swift.
TikTok girl wins 10 out of 10 times.
I think so, too.
I think Taylor Swift's a pussy.
You really think so?
I think she's a fucking pussy. She has so many feelings, there's no way she can fight, too. Yeah.
She does have a lot of them feels.
She's always bitching and crying about something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty close. Taylor Swift is, like, kind of a TikTok girl, if you ask me.
No, she's not. Nope. At all.
She's not, but she's, like, in the same demographic.
She's, like, an iconic pop star.
Yeah.
But she's completely She's, different. Like, in the same... general demographic as a TikTok
as being
girl
a girl.
No, Taylor Swift is also almost like 30 by now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's over 30. But she's in the same demographic.
You're
as
also almost 30.
She's probably close to our age.
She's a girl, so that's the demographic you're going for.
Yeah, they're both girls.
So I think TikTok girl
they
probably
both dance sometimes.
I think TikTok girl will probably win.
You're so fucking dumb.
I mean, they might be. Do you think TikTok girls are generally more athletic also, than Taylor Swift?
I'm also pretty sure Taylor Swift is like really tall.
I was going to say she is really
tall.
Advantage.
I feel like she's like 6 foot tall.
But I was just looking it up. She has learned some mixed martial arts for one of her music videos.
Is it choreographed mixed martial arts or she actually?
It's probably choreographed, but in the same sense, she went through training.
in my opinion, it's going to be who is
this random TikTok girl could have a black belt. Like, who knows? True.
It could be the Catch Me Outside girl.
who do you think is going to be Bad more Barbie. Athletic? The average TikTok girl or Taylor Swift?
I feel like Taylor Swift's probably in better shape than the average TikTok girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking Taylor Swift.
That's just better shape. That's not a better.
And that's not even true. I mean, anything. A lot of TikTok girls TikTok. Just share like workout videos.
Right.
That's all they do is fucking work out.
So I mean, this is just hard to have a fight because we gotta pin down.
Who's the number one TikTok girl? That'll be our TikTok girl.
Okay, I like that. That was a good call.
But Taylor Swift, she might know a little bit of fighting, but I feel like she keeps herself in decent shape at least.
Yeah.
It's just had her name, Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, that's
what does she do?
Charlie D'Amelio.
This is her.
She's the number one. Oh, she's the one that she's the one that made the WAP dance.
Of course. There you go. Of course. She's just kind of a dancer.
Well, she didn't make the WAP dance.
No, she's made it famous.
She's the one that did the WAP dance on TikTok. It's its own dance.
The dance is in the music video.
It's the dance. I don't know if that dance is. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she made her own
version. So she just TikTok. Is like a dancer then on TikTok.
Yeah, she does just TikTok she's girl. She does TikTok trends. Girl stuff. Yeah. She's a trender. What's her height and weight?
I'm going to have to take Taylor Swift.
I might be tilting too just because of the height.
The height?
She's lanky.
She's definitely in better shape than most TikTok girls.
She did have that one album that was a little crazy, so she might have a
mean streak. She's got to be a mean streak kind in of freaking psycho.
By now, she has to have a mean streak. After that Kanye West shit, she has to have a little bit of a mean streak in her.
That was a long time
Some ago. Little bent up aggression, is Ooh, it?
Yeah, she's 5'3 and 115 pounds.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Fuck her up. 8 out of 10 Taylor Swift.
I'm going to go like 7 out of 10 Taylor Swift.
I'm going 6 Taylor Swift.
How many Taylor Swifts do you think you're actually going to see in the town of Wilton or Durant? I can't believe that's like a popular costume. I thought kind of Taylor Swift's kind of like yesterday's news. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet there's going to be girls dressed up as like Billie Eilish.
Every time she freaking releases music.
Eyelash?
I knew I'd catch you off guard with that. I bet there's girls dressed up as her, but I doubt I'm going to see
Every time
any
she
Taylor
releases
Swift.
Music, she just becomes as popular as she was.
Yeah, but then I feel like Taylor Swift dies off pretty quick also.
Just because she's been around for so fucking long.
She's just there now.
I guess. What do you got, Dean?
I ended up
We'll do a quick. I'm 7 Taylor Swift.
6.
6 Taylor Swift.
8.
8 Taylor Swift.
7.
7 Taylor Swift. What do you got?
I ended up with Harley Quinn versus Poison Ivy.
We're going to need some stats on some superpowers. See if Harley Quinn has any sort of superpower.
We talked a little bit about it. Poison Ivy, as far as I know,
she can create plants.
Yeah. She can make vines grow from places.
Not just vines.
Yes, I know.
Entire forests. I just don't
know. But she's
got
to have like a
badass power
to her. Harley
Quinn has to have some kind of invulnerability or something.
Harley has no real superpowers, but was injected with a special toxin antidote by Poison Ivy, which resulted in her becoming immune to various forms of chemicals, such as ivies, pheromones, and Joker venom.
Well, so she's the perfect opponent for Poison Ivy.
That makes
Harley Quinn.
Because that's what I was saying.
Ironic. How ironic.
Yeah, Poison Ivy could definitely just kill her with her poison and like her sleeping powder or whatever. But
Poison Ivy turned her into her perfect opponent.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that makes it a big difference.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
What a fight!
Harley Quinn carries around that giant freaking hammer and a giant revolver at all times.
She carries a baseball bat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not a hammer.
It's different versions. She carries around a hammer and other. There's
different
versions of
the
Harley
most
Quinn.
Recent version.
I usually imagine her with the baseball bat and the revolver.
I imagine her with a revolver and a sledgehammer because
right,
I know
some
the old
Ivy
Harley
powers.
Quinn, not the movie Harley Quinn.
So, she's got to be able to do something.
I'm talking comic
like
book
a,
Harley Quinn.
Like a solar beam. Poison Ivy.
She does.
Like she's got to have something.
No, she
poison
has
Ivy?
Like
no, she has
other poison powder, powders. Usually,
it's not fucking Pokemon. She doesn't have a solar beam. She
something
has,
of the lines.
Normally, pollen. She has powders, and she just goes
pollen that makes you go to sleep. Pollen that kills you.
Poisons you, or
don't do whatever. That.
Yeah, you
poison Ivy
really
has
bad.
Toxins in her bloodstream that make her touch deadly, which Harley Quinn is immune to that. She also has displayed a power of charm, which puts people underneath her influence, and she can possess the power to make a plant life do whatever she wants.
That's it.
So
okay.
She is charming.
But she can charm.
Can she charm Harley Quinn, though? Because she's pretty head over heels for the Joker. Not anymore,
this
but
is
she
true.
Was.
So
she's still
she
psycho.
She can't make plants, like, just grow.
Yeah, she You can.
If it's in an arena, can she just make vines to fucking
she could turn it into a fucking jungle.
Mm-hmm. Poison ivy.
I don't think she can turn it into a plant, but I think she can make plants bigger.
Well, that's what. But if there's no plants there, can she make her own?
I don't believe so.
You can just type in, can poison ivy make plants?
Because if she can do that, it's her.
I feel like she can,
too. I thought she could only manipulate plants.
Like, especially if it's just dirt in the ground, she can make a plant grow.
I always thought it was just, if there's a plant there, she could make it
bigger. If it's just manipulation.
Either way, I'm on
definitely going Harley Quinn. But if she can make plants, I think I'm still going to go Harley Quinn. It's just going to be a lot less. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how many plants you got, you literally made this bitch immune to you, and she has a pistol. So
yeah, but if she makes a bunch of fucking vines grow out of the ground and ends up tangling her up,
that's where I was going
like,
with
constricts
it.
Her like a boa. She ain't getting out of that. She's not immune to that.
That's like a 5.5 for me.
She could just wrap her up, choke her to death.
Nobody says it's fast.
Yeah, I mean seeing her in action in movies, I think they're pretty quick.
Fairly fast.
What movie have you seen Poison Ivy in?
I mean, I've just seen her in Gotham, the show.
Gotham.
She makes vines fast in that one.
I mean, they're pretty fast, but I don't remember.
They're not ever, like vroom, just.
I just never remember there. Her making plants. I thought they were always already there.
Because I just know her from the George Clooney Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know I've seen her recently. Is it definitely in Gotham?
Gotham's pretty good show.
I never watched it. It was boring.
She has to use nearby plants, by the way.
She can only create the Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
I don't know what kind of. There might be some. I'm sure there's some kind of seed or plant somewhere in there, you know, maybe. But I'm gonna go Harley Quinn like 8. Then
it definitely. I would have picked Poison Ivy if Harley Quinn wouldn't have been immune to her.
The only problem is
Harley Quinn. Then probably 8.
The only problem is with this fight is. Do our viewers know that she can't create plants?
Well, so when I put if this they on the listen, polls, then they will know.
Well,
they can't listen.
They voted on some other stuff that they're really wrong about. So I don't think some of the people.
I don't think people research it when they do this. I don't think they're just voting on their opinion, which is what they should do.
But all right, well, I'm Harley Quinn 8.
I'm Harley Quinn 7.
I'm Harley Quinn 8.
A couple times she's gonna. I don't think she's gonna charm her. I think a couple times she's going to be able to kind of like fuck with her using charm and kind of pull something out.
I'm going to see if this kid messages me back.
It's kind of BS that Harley Quinn gets a gun and a bat and Poison Ivy doesn't get dick.
It's not bullshit.
It is what it is.
Poison Ivy literally has superpowers.
Yeah. Yeah, that she can't use on Harley Quinn. That's why it actually ended up being a way closer fight than I imagined it being.
And you might be immune to like gases and stuff. But that doesn't mean you can't get stuck in them and, like, still going to fuck with you breathing.
Okay. But that's why I went 8 instead of 9 or 10. But
I'm going to text in this kid 7. I work with that is a humongous comic book nerd. He listens to us every week, too. I told him if we ever did, like, Morgan, he wants to do comic book superhero fights or villain fights. I told him that that's the episode I'm going to bring him on because he is a massive comic book buff, especially the DC universe. So this is right up his alley. So just for shits and giggles, I'm going to see what the most knowledgeable person I know thinks would win also. And if he texts me back, I'll let you and the viewers know. Or the listeners, not viewers.
Right on.
Who has the next fight? You, Mitch?
I've got Moira Rose versus Carol Baskin.
I don't know who Moira Rose is.
Moira Rose is from Schitt's Creek. She is... I'd say probably 60. So they're similar in age. Mm-hmm. She's an actress in the show, like a critically acclaimed, like big actress. Now she's on the downfall.
Does Moira Rose?
She's kind of crazy. Like
she's from Devil's Wear Prada, I think.
She's been in other things. But we're doing
the movie I know her from.
We're doing the character.
Does she have a tiger pin that she can feed her husbands to whenever she wants?
No.
Does Carol Baskin get a tiger?
No.
That's part of that's just her.
She doesn't get it. That's how she wins her fights.
I'm a big Schitt's Creek fan.
And tigers.
She's not gonna have a tiger in the fucking arena.
I'm a big Schitt's Creek fan. And Moira Rose, I don't know if it's bipolar or something. But she'll like lock herself in the closet. She'll just go crazy for a couple weeks.
Well, I feel like she's
no
pretty
closets
scrappy.
In the arena.
Yeah,
no. I've never seen.
But if she goes bipolar, so she has nowhere to fucking go.
No opinion on this.
I think Moira.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Carole Baskin ain't shit without her lawyers or tigers.
I agree with you. She seems too nice, and
I don't think she's nice at all.
Well, I think she could put on her ass once she ain't getting up.
Yeah,
she has no ability to fight, and I think Moira Rose probably does.
Moira, I like that word. Moira,
that's a name.
That word,
Moira,
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 Moira.
Is that like Irish? I've kind of
Moira.
I'm kind of like accidentally putting an Irish accent on every time I say it.
I'm thinking 7.5 from Moira Rose.
I'm
going 9.
From what you guys are saying, I'm going to go like 8.5.
She just has like this craziness to her, and so does Carole Baskin, but I don't think she can fight.
I think Carole Baskin is more of like a sly fucked up. I don't think she can fight.
She's a tricker, right? not a fighter.
Trickery.
Her speech is 99, but her one-handed is 17.
And 4, Skyrim. So everybody has a landslide for Moira.
Yeah.
Agree.
I feel like Moira.
I thought it was a lot closer, and then I was like, I'm talking about it. I'm like, man, I think she's going to fuck her up.
Well, I think this will be a much closer fight. I have Bob Ross versus Joe Exotic.
Now, Joe Exotic does carry a gun, doesn't he?
And Joe Exotic is also crazy.
Yes. Let's just take time.
Bob Ross does not have
to respect
weapons.
Bob Ross here, that he is in one of the number one costumes this year.
Yeah, and him just
he has been for like the past 5 years. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's fucking crazy.
He's a fucking
icon.
We drank an energy drink.
I know.
We drank a Bob Ross
energy drink.
He's like the new Chuck Norris.
It's crazy. He's so popular still.
I bet especially with that movie coming out, I bet another big one, which I don't think it was on the list actually, is fucking Mr. Rogers.
A lot of people do
Mr. Rogers, especially with the Tom Hanks movie coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it came out last year, I think. Welcome to the Neighborhood or something like that.
I got to go like 8, Joe.
Just because of the gun, I think.
Yeah, what if we take
his gun away?
He carries a
he's
gun.
He's still more crazy than Bob Ross, though.
What if we just take the gun away?
Fine.
Maybe Bob Ross will talk him down.
I'm pretty sure Bob Ross was like an ex-military or something.
I don't think so, but I think Bob Ross might use his words to talk him, Joe Exotic, down, and then
that's not going
to
work.
Talk about the happy little trees.
Yeah, happy little trees
in the bushes,
and then stab him with
maybe this fight turns into paint class 10 times.
If he gets his fucking paintbrushes, Joe Exotic at least gets
his cane.
He walks around with a cane.
Well, yeah. It's not even a cane. It's more than a cane, isn't it?
Pretty sure it's a cane.
By the way, Bob Ross is retired Air Force. He retired as a master sergeant.
I thought he was ex-military.
I did not know that.
So he knows some stuff.
He knows some stuff.
He knows how to kill people with his bare hands.
Bob Ross 7.
It's the gun, though, man. It's the gun.
He doesn't get the gun.
No gun.
He said that.
That's just completely unfair.
We agreed to it.
We gave Harley Quinn a gun because Poison Ivy has superpowers.
Yes.
It's a person with a gun versus a normal human. That's 10 out of 10 Joe Exotic.
So does he get his paintbrushes and shit?
I'm still going Bob Ross.
I think it's hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand.
Yeah. Hand-to-hand combat.
Bob Ross.
I think Joe Exotic's still crazy, though.
I got to go Bob Ross 6, knowing what I know now.
Because I feel like Joe Exotic is crazy, but he doesn't know how to fight.
He fights tigers for a living. He doesn't fight them.
Did you watch the show? He got attacked by a tiger, and he just hit it with a cane, yelling at it.
He also shot his gun.
Yeah,
that's
but
just
he didn't shoot the
hitting
tiger.
Hitting a cane. That's just not having any. That's just having no balls and just hitting a tiger with a cane. That's not actually fighting.
He fought his way out.
The balls on that guy are huge, but
yeah, he fought his way out.
I think it's pretty close still, but I think Bob Ross.
Yeah, that's what I meant, having balls.
I'm going to go Joe Exotic.
He's crazy enough and has enough balls to win 4.
I'm going Joe Exotic 6.
Really?
Bob Ross 6.
Wow.
Joe Exotic 6.
Bob Ross 7 for me.
And I think Joe Exotic is just as good at speech as Bob Ross.
That's true.
I don't think so. I think he's just as good as three straight men
to marry him.
Yeah.
He has got some speech.
He's got some finesse.
Yeah.
Or money.
That is true.
I don't think it's money. I think it's what you buy with the money.
True.
But I will, what's it, not defer.
We will digress.
I'm going 6 Joe Exotic.
Bob Ross 7.
6.
Bob 7.
10-4. Those are your fights. Get on the polls. Vote. Follow.
Get in the polls.
Vote like it's your life dependent on it.
Vote.
Exercise your right.
To party.
Okay.
It's review time.
That's bullshit.
All right. Y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
The radio.
I think we're ready.
For review time this week, we have...
It smells so good in here.
Donut beer, vegan barbecue sauce, because Mitch is dumb. Turns out all barbecue sauce is pretty much vegan.
I didn't know. I got fucking suckered.
And we have beef jerky made out of vegans.
Made out of vegans? It's meatless jerky, you uncultured swine.
It says vegan beef jerky. It's beef jerky made out of vegans.
No, it says vegan jerky.
So what are we going to try
it's
first?
Not beef. Whatever one.
I think we need to go back to this barbecue sauce. So Mitch bought this and brought it over. And then Dan was like, what makes barbecue sauce not vegan normally? So we looked it up. The only thing that makes barbecue sauce not vegan is if it has honey. So and like 95.
Other than that, it's all fucking
95%
vegan.
Of the barbecue sauce is already vegan.
So I just paid like an extra $3-4 a bottle.
And that's called being vegan.
Well, you paid for the glass bottle.
There's other barbecue sauces with glass bottles.
Yeah, those are probably at least $5.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
But anyways, I'm still excited to try
barbecue.
I like
the color green, so we're going to eat that one first.
Go for it. I'll take my piece. Which one is it?
Which one is it?
I don't know until all the pieces are off of it. Mesquite lime.
Ah, good. This is
meatless vegan jerky. It's made out of vegans.
It doesn't look very good to me, but
no, it looks shitty.
Here we go.
Smells good.
That's terrible.
It is the chewiest jerky.
Yeah.
Jerky's already
gets chewy. Mushy.
I don't know if I want to eat 5 more pieces of this shit.
It doesn't taste good.
Not at all.
I think that's the lime.
I don't think it tastes bad. I think it's just a weird texture.
It's got the texture of a Slim Jim.
I don't like the lime flavor.
It's just like a Slim Jim.
I don't like it very much. Not my favorite. No.
That one's not going down the hatch.
I think that one was just the flavor, the barbecue lime. That's weird.
Next.
Hot, spicy, sweet, savory shiitake mushrooms. So I'm not going to like this.
This one's going to be disgusting for me.
Oh, yeah.
Shiitake,
it's going to be a horror.
Mushroom flavored, huh?
This one's so thick.
Thick.
This one looks more like meat.
It's like a thickness of a brownie.
You're a brownie.
Yeah.
I like
what
mushrooms.
What brownie are you eating that's that thin?
I make some brownies that thin.
Yeah. I don't know.
Same thing. Texture.
It also doesn't taste
a lot more like beef jerky, but I don't like it at all.
It is like a fake mushroom flavor, and I don't like that at all. You took no bite out of that.
That's all I'm going to try out of every single one of them.
This is Dane's fucking bite. That's nothing. It's not even a big bite to begin with.
This one's teriyaki. I personally don't like teriyaki beef jerky to begin with.
Ugh, look at this one. Looks gross.
Look at this one. Why don't you finish the last piece, Morgan?
Is he still chewing?
Yes.
Gross.
I think. Hurry up. Sometime today.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's so stringy.
I got like 3 bites in.
Nope.
That one's horrible.
No, nope. That's not good.
It has a good teriyaki flavor, but it's just
so
disgusting.
Chewy. Holy hell.
You gonna puke?
I almost did.
Nope.
I was like, yeah, this is.
I've been spit every single one in that can.
These are gross.
They are. This is.
Flavors aren't bad.
I'd eat the squid all day over this shit.
I don't know.
Just take one.
What? I'm trying to see what it is.
Texas barbecue.
Texas babaka.
Dankeschön.
Shanko?
It smells like barbecue sauce, so that's a good sign.
All right.
This is probably the least favorite thing we've eaten so far.
Yeah, it's not good.
Why'd you have to get so many of these? That's the chewiest.
Because I didn't think it'd be a texture thing.
That tastes like a giant slab of dried out barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Like if you just poured a bunch of barbecue sauce on the plate and just let it sit there for a year and then you ate that. That is gross.
So far, that's my favorite one, though, as far as flavor goes.
That's not good.
That's my favorite
one. It just tastes like barbecue sauce.
I honestly like all of them flavor-wise. It's just the fucking texture. Really? It's so chewy.
I think the flavors are kind of
I haven't liked a single flavor. The teriyaki tasted really good, but the beef jerky was the vegan. Vegans taste like shit. This one looks like shit.
That one is hickory smoked.
I figure it would be at least a little bit more enjoyable than this. So sorry, guys.
I bet this one's going to be terrible.
I like smoked
stuff. Just hickory smoked.
Yeah.
Soy sauce.
See, I like that one. I feel like that texture isn't that bad.
Nope. Textures make me want to vomit.
Be honest with you, nope. I don't taste a fucking thing. It's just chewy, almost meat.
That one tastes like teriyaki to me. It didn't taste like hickory shit.
I don't taste anything.
That was a sweet. That was a sweet hickory.
Thai pecan?
Thai peanut.
Thai peanut.
Oh, that's going to be gross as fuck.
It looks gross as fuck. Sorry. Why are they all so freaking sticky?
They have to be sticky to keep it together.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That was the best flavored one to me.
What?
No, nope. That was the worst fucking one.
That's not good.
That fucking texture is awful.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Vegans taste like shit. Don't try them.
Now we have to leave these here so Casey can try them.
Gluten-free vegan barbecue.
What are you going to do here?
I thought we were just going to dip our fingers in them or something. Just finger them. You guys want to open some more of them, please?
We get any comments over there, Casey?
James' mom said you guys are probably going to have hallucinations.
From vegan stuff?
We're going to do what?
Why'd you say that, Mom?
We're going to do what?
Vegans give you hallucinations?
Eating vegan people gives you hallucinations?
That's kind of weird.
Inform us.
Yeah, you're going to have to elaborate on that, because I don't know. Seems weird. What do we got here?
Hickory bourbon. Hickory bourbon, gluten-free,
what am I doing?
Vegan barbecue. Yeah, good job. Figure another finger out now.
Huh? Hi.
Hey,
Clem. It smells really good.
Oh. Ow. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You got that shit. You got a lot of.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Right, fuck. My fingers are just covered in barbecue sauce right now.
Did you take one out of each one?
No.
That'd be fucking funny.
No, I took some out of the one I opened.
Finger, three fingers?
I took some out of the one I opened because I thought we were all just going to try the one and be like, yeah, that one's not bad. Pass the next.
That's not the one we just did.
No, this one is.
Why'd you put that
can
one
I fucking put this
is the one
yet?
I fucking opened. Leave me alone.
If you open it, it's already on your finger. That's good.
Yep.
I like that.
That is good.
Yeah,
that
so
is good.
Freaking good.
That is the hickory bourbon.
Mitch, I need the lid.
I actually taste
thing.
Fucking like bourbon.
There's so much oil on the top of that.
That'd be really good on wings.
That sumbitch needs shooking.
Shooking.
Okay, you're going to pass that one around? You're
sure.
The only one with it on your finger.
This one's black garlic.
What? He like my beard poof? I like my beard poof.
It's a double poof.
A double poof.
Oh, Miranda says next time you need to kick Morgan harder.
She doesn't like it when I burp in the mic either.
Because it's fucking gross. Nobody wants to hear that.
You get some, Mitch?
Yep.
What flavor is this one?
And he just shakes
it's
it off
black
like
pepper.
Meh. Yeah, I burp in the mic. Black garlic.
Black garlic.
1, 2, 3.
That one's freaking good, too.
That is good.
That one's really good.
Yeah. Are we, like, sharing these?
That was pretty
Mitch
good.
Pay so much money on these that
oh, like, Mitch gets to take these home. Oh.
That was good.
Mitch will have barbecue
they're
sauce.
They're at Hy-Vee if you want them.
$7 a bottle.
That had a slight
I'm going to do this one.
Yeah, get, yeah, I don't want that one.
What we got there? Buffalo?
Yeah, yep. And it has so much
it's so liquidy.
Oily in it.
I like that noise there.
I'm not a Buffalo fan.
So. Neither am I.
Really? I like Buffalo.
That is runny AF. I'm dipping my middle finger in every time so I can flip Morgan off for the 2 minutes. Keep it going, Morgan. Don't drop that drop. Dumb. You having fun?
Okay, one,
Morgan already,
two.
Morgan already did.
That's not my favorite
that
Buffalo.
Is, no.
That tastes like mustard.
It's very mustardy and vinegary.
Very, I taste a lot of vinegar on that.
Really
I think that's
runny too.
It was.
I think it tastes better than buffalo sauce.
It's not spicy
to me.
It's not spicy at all either.
Oh, it had a little spice.
No,
a little bit, but not much at all.
If I don't think it's spicy, it's not spicy.
Yeah, if I don't think it's spicy, it's not spicy. This is
whoa.
Oh, there it is. But that's the only one that's been sealed. Somebody taste tested all these are in. This one is
classic,
super molassesy.
This is classic.
Classic.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really molasses.
Thanks for taking all the freaking grossness off of that.
It's super thick.
That's why I said molasses.
Why are you so messy? Because I'm trying to avoid the freaking gunk at the
top. I literally shook it. I shook it so you could just right off the side. And you're
but there's a bunch of freaking gunk off the top.
You're going knuckle deep every time. Hey, okay, I'm gone.
Look at...
That's really good. Really sweet. Really good.
Yeah. It's got more of a jam, almost a jam texture to
it. It has a lot of molasses in it.
I like that. Sweet. Oh, yeah. Classic barbecue there.
Molasses-y. All right. Now, last.
Pass me a beer, bartender.
But not least.
Hi, everybody.
We got.
We have a lot to try. Lot to try this week.
So Zach's Mexican Donut from Single Speed Brewery in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say where, just in Iowa.
I'm pretty sure.
Waterloo.
You gonna pass everybody one?
Or? I was reading things.
You got to read the description of it, too.
I'm shaking. These do not...
Oh,
Jesus. Morgan shook up real good.
Stray what from the shit? Beaten path.
Goddamn.
Limited release. Did you know that, Mitch, when you bought it?
No, I did not. Well, I mean, I saw it, but I didn't know what it meant.
Bart's going to be so jealous.
What kind of beer is this?
Oatmeal. It's a stout.
Spiced oatmeal stout.
Spiced oatmeal stout. So it's supposed to taste like a donut, I'm assuming?
I think it's supposed to taste
here
like
Here I go.
It's coffee. Full of brown life.
That is good.
It's not bad.
And it basically tastes like a frappe to me.
Yeah, it's
or like a
coffee flavor, not really donut
it's,
flavor.
No, it's super coffee, and it doesn't say anything about coffee.
I like
it does say.
Stout. Oh, it's a stout. Local roasted coffee.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Doesn't stout mean
cocoa nibs, vanilla bean, and a spicy blend transforms a standard take on the stout style into a full blown life, not brown life, blown life, altering experience. That one bad. I like it.
It's good.
I like it. I'll probably end up finishing that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I hope so.
That was
pretty
good.
I don't like stuff. I don't want to finish. Good.
What do you Facebook people think? Any new Facebook comments?
We're so popular, guys.
I didn't share it. I didn't share it. Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in, Facebook.
Yep.
Thank you.
We had fun.
Hi, Mom.
Beef jerky mad at vegans is gross. We figured it out for you.
But those barbecue sauce, Triple Crown.
Triple Crown barbecue sauce.
Looks like it's made in Minnesota.
I think it was worth the $6 a bottle.
Yeah, I don't know if it was worth $6 a bottle. Sweet Baby Ray's. Plain fine, but
it's also vegan.
It's good.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is vegan, just for your knowledge. Viewers, learn something new every day.
Bye.
Tune in.
Share it. Too late.
Okay. I have gotten confirmation from our new superhero expert.
Aficionado.
On Harley Quinn versus Poison Ivy. And he says... Harley Quinn would win.
Hell yeah, she would.
Give a reason or just that was it?
No, just it. No reason.
I was thinking.
That's kind of what we
expected.
If
we take the revolver away from Harley Quinn, I still think I pick Harley Quinn.
Because of the bat?
Because of her immunity to her powers.
She doesn't have immunity to the vines, but she has immunity to the really big part of it.
She can't grow plants. She has no plants.
Poison Ivy does know...
I didn't mean to bring the argument back up, but I still think she wins without it.
She does know like fighting styles and stuff.
So does Harley Quinn.
Well, yeah, that's does she?
Yeah, she's a street fighter.
Yeah, and she still gets her bat.
She at least gets her bat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if since she can't, I guess she doesn't
we took revolver away from Joe Exotic, and I thought
she can't create plants. Kind of have to take a revolver from her, but she gets her bat. I think Harley Quinn's still going to win, even with just the bat.
Okay, cool. We can move on now.
Cool.
Just had to put that in there.
That's some Adam Sandberg right there for you shitting on me earlier.
Cool.
Whoop, whoop. Checking the polls.
Don't do that in front of me, Morgan. For the polls this week, we had Disney characters. And then we also had our viewers tell us what their favorite pizza toppings are. We'll start with that. One, can I say these viewers, you think? Or probably not?
Not without permission, I wouldn't.
Just say somebody.
Somebody said taco, for sure. So that person's from this area.
Has to be.
We could do initials.
Man. MJ said taco pizza.
MJ, I like MJ.
your brother cheese because he's a freaking basic piece of shit. That's his favorite. He seems like he just, I bet he's a picky eater. He just looks like a picky eater.
Yeah. He would not have tried any of this today other than the barbecue sauce.
Really? He wouldn't. What the? Your cat touched my foot.
There's a cat in here?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And it's Gene the loud one.
He's going to jump up on the bar any second.
My sister said, and I, you're going to might have to look this up for me, Mitch. My sister said, brick oven margarita
pizza. Margarita pizza is really good.
Never heard
what
of it.
What is on a margarita pizza?
Or Casey's taco pizza.
It's kind of got a citrusy lime. It's a chicken. I don't know if it's like Alfredo or
something. I've never heard of a margarita pizza.
I have not.
She said Casey's taco pizza or a brick oven margarita pizza. All
right. I don't know so much about the brick oven. Brick oven pizza is just than most pizzas anyway.
I think like the mellow mushroom, I think theirs is all brick oven made.
And then
and they have a margarita.
My roommate said sausage pineapple.
Bet that would be good.
From Domino's or Happy Joe's.
He fucking would.
Oh, it's not Gray Cat. It's Shaky Cat.
Oh, he's fine.
So it turns out we figured out how to see the comments then, huh?
No, they just are all people that follow us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I called your brother basic for also liking cheese pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mozzarella cheese, red pepper flakes, tomatoes, sauce, Marzano tomatoes, specifically buffalo sauce, red flour, olive oil.
So no meat.
This doesn't sound like a margarita pizza I've had. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Okay, then.
I don't know, Megan.
Have your
pizza kind of sounds. She goes to that crust in Davenport, though.
Have your sister comment again.
Oh, it's like a traditional pizza. It's like a traditional style Italian pizza.
Have that's your sister comment again and tell us what's on it, please.
I'm sure that's what it is, because I've been to Crust with her. It's a like really fancy pizza place.
Yeah, I've never been there, but yeah.
In Davenport, and I remember her getting that. Okay. To the polls.
Polls.
Eagle vision or gorilla strength?
Eagle vision.
Eagle vision.
Gorilla strength.
I'm about to say, you two people think that our viewers are so dumb that they're going to choose eagle vision over gorilla strength?
It's not that they're dumb. It's just a better choice.
Nah, gorilla strength. They
like 80%.
57%. It was close.
See?
But gorilla strength won.
Clay did tell me that he would have the vision, I'm pretty sure.
Really? Mm-hmm. The surprise, me and him are usually on the same page.
Yeah.
He just went down a notch.
He's an idiot this time.
Hercules versus Maui.
I think the voters picked Maui because it's more recent. I feel
like a lot of our viewers would pick Hercules or listeners.
Maui, Hercules. Hercules won. Mm-hmm. Almost landslide.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
83%. One person voted for Maui.
Okay. Maui's kind of a more recent. A lot of people probably haven't even watched it.
What are you talking about? That movie's like 5 years old.
Yeah. It's way more recent than Hercules.
It's true.
I thought you were saying.
No, that's all I'm saying.
I gotcha.
People know a lot more about Hercules.
I gotcha. Think. Beast versus grown Simba.
Beast. 100%.
Simba. I'm pretty sure I picked
Simba. I thought Morgan was the one that picked Simba.
No, I was a lone wolf on this.
Beast.
Yeah, Beast won.
100%?
No.
No?
One person voted for Simba.
Ah. Is it you?
No, I don't have Twitter.
And then we have Mickey versus Goofy.
Mickey.
Goofy. It's a dog versus a mouse.
It's Goofy won. 60% of the votes. So Mickey got on this one, it would be 2 votes, I think. Yeah, 2 votes. And then Tarzan versus Aladdin. Who won?
Tarzan.
Tarzan did win.
You want to give the viewers or our listeners the little story about how you were so mad at Morgan?
I'm going to find out. Everybody that follows us on Twitter are our friends.
Yep.
If you're listening to this, I will find out who you are, and I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Whoever you are that was dumb enough to vote for Aladdin, I hate you. But the Twitter polls were still up. I check them every day, see what's going on, try and comment back. I'm trying to be good about my tweets. And magically, my co-host Morgan and his wife made a Twitter. Morgan made a Twitter, and then Miranda made a Twitter that next morning. And then magically, I think
he made a Twitter Monday when he was here while we were after we recorded.
But magically, at like 12 hours left on the poll out of 7 days with Aladdin having no votes, magically after Morgan and his wife make a Twitter, Aladdin gets a vote. So I went that morning. I went straight over to Morgan's house, and I went on the attack. I tricked Morgan. I'm like, here, I'm going to show you how to do a Twitter thing real quick or whatever. And I'm like, going through his Twitter real quick. And I'm like, nah, he didn't do it. So then I went, and I'm like, he talked Miranda to it. So
well, slow down. He took my phone and checked and then voted for Tarzan on my phone.
I only did that because I'm the administrator on Twitter. And just to see what was going on at one point, I voted on a poll just to see what it would do when I was trying to get comments and shit. I didn't know if I had to vote or put a comment so I could see everything. So I knew it gave me a check mark on the poll that I picked. I'm like, and I looked at his and there's no check mark. So I'm like, whatever. So I just voted for Tarzan real quick.
Yeah, of course you didn't want to throw another Aladdin in there.
No, I voted on that real quick just to see if it put a check mark, and it did. That was just as an experiment. That wasn't padding the votes. It was not. I just want to see. So then as soon as I didn't see, I'm like, yep, Mer did it. So I attacked her. I attacked her. I said, show me your Twitter right now, Miranda. She's like, what? And I'm like, did you vote for? I don't think I did. I'll check real quick. She's like, no, I voted for Tarzan. Bullshit. She didn't show me her phone either. One of you people voted for Aladdin. I will find out who you are, because I'm almost positive they did it just so I'd lose the bet. Because nobody in their right mind would think that a monkey gorilla man could not get beaten by a freaking normal just Indian dude. Like, what the fuck? Fuck that. Thanks a lot.
So you're still upset?
Loyal fans. Upset about what?
Aladdin getting one vote.
Yeah. Whether it's a joke or not.
What's the outcome of that bet then, huh?
That's a water bet.
Yeah.
So I get to water you.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when you win a water bet.
Look forward to that, listeners.
Who says we're going to put that on the Facebooks?
Oh, we gotta.
After the episode comes out, and he goes, I might be an idiot or just not listening, but what's a water bet?
We will show you what a water bet is.
We will show you, but as just a little explanation, we kind of, in our fantasy football league, there's this Wheel of Water app that we downloaded from the fantasy footballers. And basically, it's a bet that if you lose, you get a cup of water dumped on you in some weird way.
Some fashionable way.
Or not
way.
Dumped on you, because I get a lot of freebies, too.
Yeah.
It's literally a wheel you spin.
Sometimes you get lucky and you can.
Sometimes you get unlucky and you get two waters.
Yep.
And then you get unlucky again and get another two waters.
The last time I made a water bet, it was against Charles, and we doubled up. It was Lions versus Packers. I lost, clearly. And he had two cups on me a couple weeks ago. Big cups. Right on my head. He got up close. Mm-hmm. He got to stand a foot away and just dump it straight on my head.
Bullshit, because you brought clothes over. So it's bullshit.
Well, yeah, I'm going to fucking bring. I'm not going to sit there in wet clothes.
That's half the point of it, is you have to sit there miserable in wet clothes.
No.
There's no point in water betting.
Okay, the people that made this live in Arizona. So
whatever.
It's a little colder here.
Whatever. Okay. You ready? I have a Halloween joke.
Hello.
I picked out a Halloween joke this week. No, that's not.
You were literally trying to sing a song.
That's not. That's like if Britney Spears died and turned into a ghost.
That's the least ominous sound I've ever heard.
I can't remember if it was a comedian or a show or whatever. But they're like, why are all ghosts from like the 1500s? How come there's no like new ghosts from this day and age, like singing songs and like knowing about stuff now? And it's the comedian who's like, how come there's like no recent ghosts? Like, you walk in a room and you just hear, it's Britney, bitch. And all ghosts are from the 1500s. There's no new ghosts.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Why?
John's bad joke of the day.
Are you kidding me?
You piece of shit.
Fuck you. You messed up. You messed up the damn review time again.
He can change.
I can edit it out.
You can also make it so yours can't be changed.
We'll see. Why do skeletons have low self-esteem? Wow.
They have no meat to their bones?
Silence.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Things really trying.
I'm thinking.
Hmm.
but I got nothing.
Because they have nobody to love.
Alrighty.
It's stupid.
It's good. It's okay.
It's okay. It's Halloween.
It's okay. It's okay. Ooh. It's Britney, bitch. That was a pretty funny episode. Yeah. Nice little Halloween episode. We'll try and let's try and keep that going for most holidays. Some holidays we definitely can't do that for, but like Christmas and Easter and stuff like that, we can do that for.
Yes,
bitch.
You gonna say anything? You're just gonna squint at me like the piece of shit you
he
are.
He just sits there. And when we get to this point, he just sits there for like the next 2 minutes.
He's just charging himself up to say, "Tell your fucking friends." He's just charging.
Yep.
Say it as aggressively as possible. Well, follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagrams. Mm-hmm. We got some stuff in the works right now. I think people will be excited for.
Yep. We're still not even close to 500 fucking followers.
No, you guys really shit the bed on that sus streaming. I feel like you guys don't know what it is.
Tell your fucking friends about us.
I don't know if I told anybody, but Tuesday, my buddy in Korea did send off a box.
He sent it.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Tuesday, he sent me a message saying he sent it 7 to 10 days. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yep.
And it's going to
from
your
all
house.
Of us. Perfect.
I don't know if he listens or if he just watches our Facebook.
Hey, that's fine too.
But like
we appreciate it.
Yep. But 7 to 10 days from Tuesday, and it's coming here. And he did not tell me what's in
it.
So
we should have it next time we record because we'll have to mix.
Are we going to have our first unboxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first unboxing.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Hopefully none of it needs to be refrigerated because I don't want to open it until literally I want to do like an unboxing.
Why don't you just throw it in the fridge?
There's no way it needs to be refrigerated if it's getting sent that far.
Yeah, for 7 to 10 days.
True.
That's a valid point.
Unless it's in like
a you can always just
freezer, dryer box or whatever.
I'm like, ask him. I'm sure
but then I'm
reply
like,
in
then
the
I'll like feel bad.
Days.
I hope he didn't spend too much money on this. Feel like we need to send him once we get merch figured out. We need to send him some merch.
Send him some stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For free.
For free.
Okay.
Went to get some.
This is a good episode.
Merch for us.
We'll
get there.
It's your girlfriend or fiance. She needs to figure it the fuck out.
That's true.
Morgan has officially just forced it on her. We'll get her to make her. Well, she'll be our social media personality too.
Nah, we'll get Clay to do that.
Okay.
I'll get him too.
Whatever.
You say, boss.
Bye bye, Marflies.
Bye.
He's charging up so much.
Bye.
See ya.